And Max joins us again from RJDM, that's Rian Yordan Digital Marketing, and at the moment we're on websites, and today more specifically focusing on e-commerce, yes, e-commerce websites and what you should know about it. How's it going, Max?
It's all good, Ian, thank you, and hello to all the listeners.
Yes, it's been a while, but no, it's been a week, I mean, but here we are.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it certainly does. So, Max, when it comes to e-commerce websites, what should we be aware of and what should we consider?
Yes, in the day and age that we're living in, especially after the pandemic, e-commerce obviously became very popular in South Africa, and a lot of people realized that that's the way to go in terms of their services and their products. But not everybody is always as clear on platform to use and what to consider when going the e-commerce route. So I thought that could be a good topic to discuss.
Okay, so you've got a few things that you would like to highlight, and I know that the first of it is cost versus functionality.
Yes, so most of us or most people know when they are presented with a e-commerce solution to integrate on their website, they either consider Shopify or one of the biggest ones out there that I really am fond of using is WooCommerce. Now, WooCommerce integrates with WordPress. In other words, if you've got an existing WordPress website, you just activate the functionality and then you can turn your website into a shopping platform like Takealot or any of those type of websites where you can buy stuff. And a lot of people ask me, but why I say stay away from Shopify versus WooCommerce, for instance. And that's part of the something to consider, because it depends on the volumes that you're using and also going forward in terms of maintenance. You don't want to start off with wanting to sell your products and then you get all these hidden costs along the way. And that is where WooCommerce is really has a lot of advantages, because you can activate the functionality and you can buy some functionality as you start using it. Where with something like Shopify that a lot of people are using, there is a cost, a monthly cost. And whether you sell something or not, you have to pay that fee. And because it's in US dollar, obviously with the exchange rate in South Africa, you can really start seeing that at the bottom line. So WooCommerce is definitely my recommendation to go when you make that decision, because you know, if there's additional functionalities that you require, it's a once-off fee that you pay or a yearly licensing fee, and you don't have monthly fees that you have to pay regardless of how much you sell. Then, okay. Of course, there's also the aspect of how much control you have over your shop. You know, e-commerce is like literally running a shop in a physical location. And you don't want to be reliant or restricted in terms of what you're selling, what you have in stock, what you don't have in stock, and so forth. And with WooCommerce, that really you have all options to change and upscale and downscale as you wish. Does that make any sense?
It does, Max. And tell us, what about shipping?
That's something else very important. You know, everybody in South, especially in South Africa, not just in South Africa, but as South Africans are very spoiled lately with shipping. We tend to go on to Takealot and we see, okay, we can buy, we get free shipping if we buy more than 500 Rand. And we kind of expect it, that shipping will be free after a certain amount of purchases or value of purchases. And that's something very important to consider when you start your e-commerce shop, because there's a very limited number of service provider in providers in South Africa where that the costs of that shipping can be calculated automatically based on your setup. So what most retailers do is they charge a fixed fee, say for instance 100 rand for per order or per product, and then if you order more than say 500 or 1000 rands worth of products at a time, then the shipping fee is waived, and that's become the standard. Everybody expects that. I mean, you don't want to order. I recently got a $100 voucher and got very excited about this on Amazon, and I ordered something for $100, and then my shipping fee was almost 2,000 rand.
Sure.
And that can add up very quickly. So it's important when you do that to get a service provider that does the shipping for you at a fixed rate. You know, don't just think, I'll cross that bridge when I get my first order, because then it can become very costly and you can end up actually losing money by shipping your product, obviously depending on the size, the weight and so forth. So it's something that needs to be considered very carefully before you go the WooCommerce way.
Okay, and then Max, when it comes to templates and themes, any tips for us?
Yes, so it's important when you do your WooCommerce plugin on your website that you have to make the layout as user-friendly as possible. And a lot of that's got to do with photos. You know, a photo speaks a thousand words. And if you, for instance, don't have your photo layout of your product properly done, say, for instance, nice 100% square or with a background that doesn't distract too much, then people will not find it as attractive. And the way that it's portrayed has got a lot to do with the templates used to, so your shop front basically uses a style or a template. And that is something to consider. You know, don't just buy something off the rack and assume that it's going to work perfectly for your product if your photos aren't properly taken, scaled, and styled.
Okay, and Max, now that we've obviously got the products in the cart, we need to check out, and for that we need payment portals. Any advice for us when it comes to the payment portals?
Yes, so in South Africa, there is an online payment portal that is widely used, or there's several options. But I think most of our users might have seen the PayFast logo.
Oh, yes.
On South African shops, you know, as they check out. And the reason why they are so popular is because they also charge very minimum. The fee is minimal. It's not that suddenly, you know, you have to cater a certain percentage for packaging and shipping, and then another big percentage for processing the payment. They're actually more or very much in line with what the credit card point of sales costs are.
Mm.
And the reason why we need a payment portal and why we don't, for instance, can't use something like PayPal, especially in South Africa, is because PayPal doesn't support South African rand. So we are limited in terms of the payment portals that we use in South Africa. And PayFast is a very good option. But certain credit card or mobile credit card machines also has the functionality to integrate with WooCommerce. One of the ones that I've seen and integrated is Yoko, you know. So can actually offer that as a payment option on the website as well, and integrates with your handheld credit card payment option. Unfortunately, a lot of people say, no, I don't want to integrate payment portals. People can just send me an EFT. I don't want to pay that fees and so forth. But the problem is with that is that firstly, you know, you make it difficult for the customer. Now, when you get to checkout, you don't want to write down the banking detail and then manually set it up as a beneficiary and then make the EFT transfer and then follow up with the supplier. Have they received the payment? Is my shopping on its way? And the beauty of setting up a payment portal is that your client knows it's paid, and then the rest of the process is automated. There's no manual reconciliation to see, okay, has that EFT come into the bank account? Can I ship the goods or not? So a lot of customers, we are so spoiled, we don't even realize how spoiled we've become as consumers to click, 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 put in your credit card detail, and I'm waiting for the ding-dong at the front door. And that is something to consider when you offer that to your clients, is you want to make it as easy and as pleasant for them as possible to buy your products.
Exactly. And those are some really, really helpful tips for our listeners who maybe want to start an e-commerce website. I mean, a lot of products are available online nowadays. People are very lazy to actually physically go and shop, including myself. And we like stuff delivered to our door, you know, and that's how it's going. And I think that's how it's going to be for a very, very long time. Overseas, I believe they even have drones coming now and robots coming to drop products off at your door. Did you know that, Max?
I understand that. I don't know if I'm still very happy with that concept. give us another 5 years in South Africa and we'll probably get used to that as well.
I think it's going to take some time. But I mean, imagine sitting in your living room and then this drone is there and it accidentally flies through the glass into your house to deliver your takeaway. it's getting scary, actually.
Yes, but it's definitely at the point where, you know, I still come across people that think that they do not need to sell their products online. And unfortunately, sure, you are going to get left behind. Like you say, we don't want to go to shopping malls, look for parking, pay for the parking, find the shop only to see if they maybe have it in stock. We've become spoiled. All of us have become spoiled. Mm. With the convenience. And if you offer products and services, keep that in mind for your clients as well. Make it as easy as possible for them to support you.
Exactly. And those are very, very great tips there from Max from RJDM. That's Rianyul Dhan, Digital Marketing. Thank you so much, Max. Next week, we're going to talk about CMS, and that is Content Management Systems, and which one would be best for your website. So until next time, Max, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Attention, business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rianyul Dhan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Rianyul Dhan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Rianyul Dhan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Rianyul Dhan Marketing. Your success is our priority.